illegal migrant in the murder of Harford County mother of five, Rachel Morin. On Monday, it took a jury less than an hour to find Victor Martinez Hernandez guilty of first-degree premeditated murder, first-degree rape, and third-degree sexual assault. Harris says Rachel Morin would be here today had it not been for the dangerous, wide-open border policies of the Biden administration. And the former Baltimore police officer convicted of sexually abusing a child at his wife's Owings Mills daycare has been sentenced to life in prison. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online, timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles fans still waiting for a series win as the Birds stand 0-4-1 on the season. 6-9 overall as they begin a three-gamer tonight against the Guardians. Third baseman Jordan Westberg brought up a good point when asked about making changes at this point in the season.
I think when the tendency is to start changing, you might lose the identity that we've worked all spring to build. So I think the most important part is just sticking to who we are, staying close here in this clubhouse, having each other's back, and just trusting that the product is just going to get better.
In order for the product to get better, the starting pitching has to pull its weight. Tonight's starter Charlie Morton, along with Dean Kramer, have allowed 13 earned runs each through three starts. No other pitcher in the American League has allowed more. Bit of an embarrassing moment at the White House yesterday as the president honored the 2024 National College Football Champions.
But today is my great honor to welcome the 2024 College Football National Champions, the Ohio State University.
After laudatory speeches from President Trump and others, Vice President J.D. Vance tried to hoist aloft the national championship trophy, but lost his grip on the two pieces, the football-shaped top of the trophy separating from the base. Buckeyes running back Travion Henderson picked up the fumble. Coming up in 30 minutes, Major League Baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
The rain moving out, the cooler air moving in. Breezy afternoon, slight chance of a shower or two. 68 the high. Cooler tomorrow, sunny and 60 Thursday, 66 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 61 degrees in Westminster, 60 in Easton, and 60 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday and happy tax day as well. To all those that celebrate that don't want to celebrate, today's April 15th, if you didn't notice. Uncle Sam is coming. Make sure you get all your documents in. Don't try to cheat the system. You'll know they'll come back for you. It's wild, right? It's like if you carjack somebody at gunpoint, you know, there's a possibility nothing will happen to you. But if you don't do your taxes properly, you'll receive multiple phone calls from multiple people and multiple agencies. It's wild. It's wild in this country. All right. Good morning to all of you. Hope you're having a great morning so far. We've got lots to discuss. We have an in-house, in-studio guest today at 10 a.m. That's going to be Glenn Gilhar, running in District 8. We're going to do a session wrap-up with Glenn. Of course, he has all the details on all of those bills that passed, some of them that are sitting on Governor Westmore's desk to be signed. And also, you know, after speaking to Delegate Latoya Cogolo yesterday, I received a call from a state senator in Annapolis, and he said that the House Bill 161, even though, you know, Latoya was happy the amendment got through, apparently, I'm told that the Senate actually stripped that bill even further. And so even though that House Bill 161 bill was about allowing parents the opportunity to opt their children out of some of these sexually explicit teachings or, you know, whether they're the books or things like that, apparently the Senate went even further to assist the parents. So I'm actually going to ask Glenn Gilhar about that because it sounds like, honestly, it sounds like we've got a lot of goofs in the House of Delegates here in Maryland. But in the Senate, we do have some Democrats that do have their heads on straight. So we'll talk to Glenn at 10 a.m. He'll be with us for a good half hour. Also, we're going to talk about the jury in the Rachel Moore murder trial. I love the fact that President Donald Trump actually posted about it on Truth Social yesterday. The jury deliberated and found Victor Martinez Hernandez guilty of all charges, and they did so within 50 minutes. And as I mentioned during the morning drive, I wished that we could possibly have, you know, and I understand Maryland's a blue state. They'll probably never have the death penalty, right? But at the same time, it's like, how do you feel about this case? That's what I'm going to ask you in the 11 o'clock hour, because somebody like this, I would think that we would have at least 95% of the population that would agree that he should be put to death. I could be wrong on that, but I do believe that. So we're going to talk about that at 11 o'clock hour. First and foremost, we're going to get into the president of El Salvador and the fact that he's El Savage. Look, you know, it's great to see that President Trump has a best friend in all of this. And I know a lot of people, you know, they always say, oh, President Trump, you know, he's good friends with Vladimir Putin and, you know, he's all about Russia. Da-da-da. Think about it. President Trump's best friend right now, I would say, is probably either the president of Venezuela or Argentina, or the president of El Salvador, in which you saw him yesterday at the White House. And it was also very interesting because this came after the memo that was posted by Senator Chris Van Hollen saying that he was going to go to El Salvador and speak to the president and hopefully check on the condition of the Maryland man that is within the El Salvador prison system. And then he also said that he was planning to bring him back. Now, believe it or not, it's not just Senator Chris Van Hollen. You also have Congressman Max Frost, who is in Orlando, Florida. He co-signed onto that memo and said, oh, yes, I'm going with you. And that prompted about five or six other Democrats on Capitol Hill to say that they were also going to take that trip to El Salvador. And this is what's so crazy about it. First of all, we the taxpayers, you know, as we're looking at the fact that it's April 15th, we don't want to pay for your trip to El Salvador, okay? Your all-expense-included trip to some resort. we don't want to pay for it. We don't. And as you heard in the White House just yesterday, there is no scenario. It does not exist. It's absolutely impossible to bring Mr. Garcia back to America and where he would and should live with his family. They've already made this very clear. And I say they, I say Trump and his administration, in which Stephen Miller really spelled it out. And then also the president of El Salvador. He made it clear as well. So it would be a waste of time and tax dollars. And honestly, they would look like a bunch of losers, right? Because they're going to go down there and do what exactly? I would be surprised, to be honest with you, I would be surprised if the president of El Salvador even entertained a meeting with that group. I would be surprised. And I would also believe that the president would say, do not allow that group anywhere near the prison in which we are holding this man from Maryland. I guarantee it. They wouldn't even be allowed on the premises. So if you want to embarrass yourself like that, Senator Chris Van Hollen and gang, you can go ahead and do that. but it's going to be pure entertainment for the rest of us. This guy is not coming back to America. He's not coming back. And I know there's a lot of confusion here. Some people are saying that they're not so sure if he actually had charges in the past with linked him to MS-13 and all this other stuff. You know, nobody seems to be very clear on that. But regardless, he was in the country illegally. Regardless. I have some sound to play for you, and it's a little bit long, but I wanted to make sure I gave you the full story here. This is President Trump, the president of El Salvador, Pam Bondi, our AG. You got Stephen Miller in the room. Secretary Marco Rubio was in the room. You had everybody there in the Oval Office, and they were talking about this particular Maryland resident, Mr. Garcia, and I want you to hear what was said.
Return the man who your administration says was mistakenly deported. The man who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador?
Well, let me ask Pam, would you answer that question?
Sure, President. First and foremost, he was illegally in our country. He had been illegally in our country. And in 2019, two courts, an immigration court and an appellate immigration court, ruled that he was a member of MS-13 and he was illegally in our country. Right now, it was a paperwork. It was additional paperwork had needed to be done. That's up to El Salvador if they want to return him. That's not up to us. The Supreme Court ruled, President, that if, as El Salvador wants to return him, this is international matters, foreign affairs, if they wanted to return him, we would facilitate it, meaning provide a plane.
And you are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Can you just also respond to that question? Because, you know, it's asked by CNN, and they always ask it with a slant because they're totally slanted because they don't know what's happening. That's why nobody's watching them. But would you answer that question also?
Yes, gladly. So, as Pam mentioned, there's an illegal alien from El Salvador. So, with respect to you, he's a citizen of El Salvador. So it's very arrogant even for American media to suggest that we would even tell El Salvador how to handle their own citizens as a starting point. As two immigration courts found that he was a member of MS-13, when President Trump declared MS-13 to be a foreign terrorist organization, that meant that he was no longer eligible under federal law, which I'm sure you know, you're very familiar with the INA, that he was no longer eligible for any form of immigration relief in the United States. So he had a deportation order that was valid, which meant that under our law, he's not even allowed to be present in the United States and had to be returned because of the foreign terrorist designation. This issue was then, by a district court judge, completely inverted, and a district court judge tried to tell the administration that they had to kidnap a citizen of El Salvador and fly him back here. That issue was raised to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said the district court order was unlawful, and its main components were reversed 9-0 unanimously, stating clearly that neither Secretary of State nor the President could be compelled by anybody to forcibly retrieve a citizen of El Salvador from El Salvador, who again is a member of MS-13, which, as I'm sure you understand, rapes little girls, murders women, murders children, is engaged in the most barbaric activities in the world. And I can promise you, if he was your neighbor, you would move right away.
So you don't plan
but
to ask
Supreme
for
Court's asking
to get it back.
And what was the ruling in the Supreme Court, Steve? Was it 9-0?
Yes, it was a 9-0.
In our favor.
In our favor, against the district court ruling, saying that no district court has the power to compel the foreign policy function of the United States. As Pam said, the ruling solely stated that if this individual, at El Salvador's sole discretion, was sent back to our country, that we could deport him a second time. No version of this legally ends up with him ever living here because he is a citizen of El Salvador. That is the president of El Salvador. Your questions about it per the court can only be directed to him.
I ask President Bukele, can President Bukele weigh in on this? Do you plan to return him?
Well, I suggested that I smuggle a terrorist into the United States, right? How can I return him to the United States? Like, I smuggle him into the United States, or what do I do? Of course, I'm not going to do it. It's like, the question is preposterous. How can I smuggle a terrorist into the United States? I don't have the power to return him to the United States.
But you can release him inside of Salvador.
Yeah, but I'm not releasing, we're not very fond of releasing terrorists into our country. I mean, we just turned the murder capital of the world into the safest country of the Western Hemisphere, and you want us to go back into the releasing criminals so they can go back to being the murder capital of the world. And that's not going to happen.
Well, they'd love to have a criminal, you know, released into
our country. I mean, there's so a fascination.
They would love it.
They're sick.
These are sick people. Mark, do you have something to say about
that? Yeah, I mean, Stephen Eitland, I don't understand what the confusion is. This individual is a citizen of El Salvador. He was illegally in the United States and was returned to his country. That's where you deport people, back to their country of origin, except for Venezuela that wasn't refusing to take people back or places like that. I can tell you this, Mr. President. No, the foreign policy of the United States is conducted by the President of the United States, not by a court. And no court in the United States has a right to conduct the foreign policy of the United States. It's that simple.
It's that simple. It's that simple. But you know what? There are a lot of people, especially if you can imagine, on the left that believe that Mr. Garcia should be returned. And that goes into the question of the day. If you go to WCBM.com, you'll see the poll question brought to us by Renovation Real Estate. It is very simple. Should Mr. Garcia be returned to the USA? Yes or no? Of course, I clicked no. And again, if he is not a criminal, if he is not a violent criminal, I'm sure in El Salvador they'll take a look at this situation and decide whether or not to release him from prison. Now, will he end up coming back here? That's a no. But will he be released from prison there? Of course, I don't know. I don't think anybody can answer that. But now you've got Senator Chris Van Hollen and friends that believe that they should go down to El Salvador. And like I said yesterday before I left the show, you know, the president of El Salvador, right, President Bukele, I'm saying this correct, I think it is Bukele, if he is sitting there in Pennsylvania Avenue, why on earth, why didn't Senator Chris Van Hollen or anybody else get in touch with the Trump administration to have this conversation in D.C.? Because remember, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Wilmer, she was down in D.C., even though she didn't want to show everybody, I guess, because she had that ridiculous picture putting folders in front of her face. I don't know what she was doing. But she was there at the White House, and she was in the Oval Office speaking to Trump. Just so people know, President Trump, even though the media tries to say that he's this crazy monster and, you know, he holds grudges and all these other things, he doesn't. He does not. I think Bill Maher, the comedian, over the weekend on his show outlined that, you know, President Trump is actually a really nice guy. He cracks jokes, laughs at himself, you know, of course, laughs at others, right? Like many people do. But if you had Senator Chris Van Hollen reach out to President Trump and say, hey, you know what? I heard the president of El Salvador's coming in. I would love to be there for that conversation. But he doesn't do that, right? Because this isn't really about the Maryland man. That's not what this is about. This is about the photo opportunities. This is about the Democrat Party trying to make like look like the Trump administration is extremely evil and they're deporting people that should be here. That's what this is about. It's not about, you know, trying to make sure this Maryland man comes back to Maryland. So if anybody on the left was confused on where this is truly going, I'm sorry to burst that bubble, but that's not what they're trying to do. And so I'm going to ask you when we get back here, if you want to weigh in, you can. It's 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Do you think that Mr. Garcia should come back to the U.S.? What do you think should happen to Mr. Garcia in this case? What do you think should happen if this were to happen in the future? What do you want to see accomplished here? Because I think the Trump administration is also sending a message, right? I think they're also saying, look, if you are here illegally, whether you committed a crime or not, you're still here illegally. And if we already have you within our possession and we're already deporting you and we believe that you are a former MS-13 gang member, then you're still going to be deported, whether you are violent or not. I think that's also the message. But of course, when we get back, I want to hear from you. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, or conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar. Call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They also have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So you can call 410-944-3100, or if it's easier, go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Hi, I'm Vinny Stio, CEO and broker with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. It's true. I'll guarantee to sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or I'll pay you the difference. Call or text me today, 410-709-7515, or visit vinnystio.com.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about the Maryland man that is currently in El Salvador. And, of course, this is a big deal because many Democrats say, look, he's not, he was never affiliated with MS-13. Of course, we still don't know how to, which way that, you know, really went, okay? We heard from Stephen Miller. We're also hearing from others. I don't even know. I don't know, and I wish they would just tell us the truth on this case. But beside that, beyond that, Mr. Garcia was deported, and right now you have the Trump administration saying, look, regardless, he is a citizen of El Salvador. The El Salvador president, President Bukele, he was in the Oval Office yesterday, and he basically said the same thing as the Trump administration. It is what it is. And so that is the big question of the day. Go to WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should Mr. Garcia be returned to the U.S.? Yes or no? I'll go ahead and take a phone call here. I got Tom in Kanesville. Tom, what say you?
No, absolutely not. But, you know, if Van Hollen and his crew want to take a flight down there, I'm fine with paying for it as long as the flight path goes to the Bermuda Triangle. Okay? I'm fine with it. But, yeah. You know, it's really funny. I watch these news conferences when they're really dead set on, you know, advocating for this known gang member. From what I've seen, from what I know, I have to believe he's a known gang member. But they're advocating for him. And it's really funny. I wonder when the press is going to realize how far in over the head they are, because they ask the president endless questions, and he gives them answers without referring to notes. When he asks other people in the room to respond, they're able to respond without going to notes, without having to say, I'll circle back.
Right.
They can fire off the answers. These people are in way over their head. I don't know if you caught yesterday in the news conference, when they asked, what are you going to do about this Maryland man? And he says, well, where do you think he's going to go when he comes back? Where do you think he's going to go? Some male reporter shouts out, he's going to be with his family. Can you imagine the caliber of these idiot reporters we have down there asking questions for us? Dumber than a box of rocks. Even qualify to assess them. They're just so in the tank. We've talked about this before. They can't ask follow-up questions because they're part of the team.
Right.
They just don't get it.
Right.
You know, I hope everybody realizes when people like Van Hollen want to go down and advocate for this man, especially women in Maryland. He's our senator. Women in Maryland, he's possibly placing you in the same fate as Rachel Morin.
Right.
Because when he wants to bring these people here and keep them here, you can't control them. You don't know what they're going to do. You can't bring a snake into your house and hope it doesn't bite you, because it will.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the message needs to be sent. Tom, spot on. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day. Let's see. We also have Mark in Baltimore. Mark, do you think Mr. Garcia should be returned to the U.S.?
First of all, good morning. First of all, wishing all the listeners a happy Passover holiday. The 8-day festival goes through this coming Sunday, April 20th, during the day. Now, as far as Mr. Garcia, let me explain to people or remind people in U.S. Constitution, we have three branches of government, legislative, executive, and judicial. When the judicial rules, especially the Supreme Court, I'm not sure whether it was unanimous decision or what it was, but the justices found cause that there was no due process involved. And the failure of the U.S. in trying to pursue to get Mr. Garcia back up here out of the brig over there in El Salvador. When you deal with El Salvador, that's not exactly a democracy. They don't have the same kind of constitutional setup as we do, and therefore this is a total injustice. By the way, did the Supreme Court rule unanimously, or was there a split in the decision to Mr. Garcia return? What do you know about that?
Well, Mark, all I know so far about that is what Stephen Miller said, which he said it was unanimous. So that's all I have thus far.
And the justices, all including Clarence Thomas and all, voted unanimously that there was a problem with the Justice Department all forcing Mr. To go down to El Salvador. El Salvador is not a country that we have in high regard, so because it is a dictatorship and so forth. So to be frankly honest with you, he should be brought back and back to his family, which is who are most important to him. You get the idea?
I understand your take on this. I disagree politely, but thank you so much for calling in.
And we're doing shalom and happy Passover.
Same to you. Look, you know, when they say that El Salvador, he's not going to get a fair trial, he's not going to get a fair shake, guess what? That's not my problem. That has nothing to do with me. That has nothing to do with the U.S. That has nothing to do with the Trump administration. I'm sorry, it's not my problem. You're a citizen of El Salvador. When we get back, I want to hear from you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Trump administration has no plans to try to return an illegal alien to Maryland. The man, allegedly a member of the violent MS-13 gang, was deported to his native El Salvador, where he is now in prison. Looks like Harvard may have to tap into the endowment fund now that the Trump administration has frozen more than $2 billion in grants and contracts to that Ivy League school. Palestinian man, he led an anti-Israeli protest, more than one, as a Columbia University student, has been arrested at a Vermont immigration office. He went there thinking that he was going to be interviewed about finalizing his U.S. citizenship. Bail's been denied for Cody Ballmer, charged in connection with the arson attack on the Pennsylvania governor's residence. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. Stocks starting off the day mixed. More details, SRNNews.com.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's and Guardians tonight at Camden Yards. Birds trying to snap out of an early season funk that has seen them drop 9 of 15. Orioles GM Mike Elias was on MLB Radio Network this past weekend and described Baltimore's 6-9 start to the season this way.
It's been kind of a fitful start to the year and spring. We've had our share of injuries. I mean, there's a lot of that going on around the league, but certainly we've caught the bug, and I think we have 8 pitchers on the IL right now. And
one of the healthy pitchers is Charlie Morton. He and his unhealthy 8.78 ERA take the hill tonight at 7:05. Last night in baseball, Shohei came to the plate in the third inning against the Rockies, homerless in his last 5 games.
High drive, center field, way back, way gone.
Dodgers TV with the call, number 5 for Ohtani, Dodgers 5, Rockies 3. And finally, April 15th is not only tax day,
but also Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball, the day that Robinson broke the color barrier in 1947 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. All MLB players today will wear Robinson's number 42 on the backs of their jerseys. After his career, Robinson became a spokesman for the civil rights movement, delivering this famous line during a speech he gave in St. Augustine, Florida in 1964.
You remember what happened to Willie Mays when he went out to San Francisco and tried to buy a home? He was rejected in such a manner that the mayor of San Francisco had to stand up before the world and say that Willie Mays is a wonderful American, and I would be proud to have him come and live in my home.
And by the way, Frank Robinson had housing issues here in Baltimore when he was traded to the Orioles in 1966. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens prepare for the NFL draft. And that is Stein on Sports.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call MadePro! Call MadePro! Call MadePro!
I know. I'll call MadePro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call MadePro 410-529-5960 or MadePro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
We still have some rain on the backside of this cold front. A few instability showers. Light rain showers are possible through the day. The winds start to pick up later on this afternoon. It's a breezy day and mild, 68 the high. Overnight, cooler temperatures in the low to mid 40s. And tomorrow's a sunny day, near 60 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Spring Fest at Lowe's means can't miss savings for your home and lawn. Right now, buy three bags, get three free on Miracle-Gro 7.5 cubic feet all-purpose garden soil. Valid through 4/16. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Brian, don't laugh at me. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. We're talking about the Maryland man that is currently in El Salvador. A lot of people want to weigh in on this, and I don't blame you because it is. It seems that it's very split. It's the question of the day on WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. The question is very simple. Should Mr. Garcia, be returned to the U.S.? So far, 92% of you say no, 8% of you say yes. Let's go back to the phone line. Some of you have been waiting patiently. I've got Brian in Towson. Brian, what say you?
Good morning, Miss Kim. I appreciate you having me on and voicing what my thoughts are. Again, this is all propaganda. And if we rewind back to Miss Brittany Griner, right, it's another love affair for the Democrats. This is all being brought up and put into perspective, but you said it's not your problem. I just want to correct you because I understand what you mean. but it is your problem and my problem, because these elected officials are playing these games, and it's all having an effect on our whole American system.
True.
From all of our political views, they're dividing us. And the thing is, when our own politicians are creating this toxic element, who's in their right mind to think that this is good for our country? And this is my point. If they're steering so far to this direction, we better look out, because this is just on the light end. And like I said, it's propaganda. And again, look who these people are.
Yeah.
They are insane, and they do not make sense. And like the gentleman who called before, we have three bodies, right? Where is this going to go? And the whole point is, you keep bringing this up, and we have to be aware of this. Because this is only one thing. There's plenty of other things to go around. Look, I appreciate you having me on the air, and I definitely say that guy should stay where he is. But my point is, does he have a family here?
Yeah, that's what we're told, yes.
Yeah. See, you don't hear anything else, though, do you? Just that side of the story. Hey, you have a great day. I have to go back to work.
Sounds good. Take care. Thank you, Brian. Thanks so much for calling in. Yeah, that's the only thing that we're hearing from that side of the story, is that he has a family and the wife has been saying that she should come back. We don't know about, you know, whether or not he has a job, whether or not he's possibly going back to school, whether he's here, you know, depending on our tax dollars. We don't hear any of those things. But you know what? I wouldn't think that we would hear something like that when it comes from the left, because the media is not going to focus on that. What I will say here before we go to the next caller, what I will say here is that the Democrat Party is really a great opportunity. They're so focused on this Maryland man that is supposedly connected to MS-13. They're so focused on him when they have something that they could cling to in Pennsylvania, and that is Governor Josh Shapiro. Because he's now making statements because, of course, in case you missed it, the governor's mansion there in Pennsylvania was set ablaze over the weekend. They did apprehend the suspect. And Governor Josh Shapiro has been saying, look, I don't care which party you belong to. This is not okay. You would think Democrats would rally around Josh Shapiro, because that would pull on the heartstrings here of all Americans. I don't think there's a single person, no matter if they're Republican or not, I don't think a single person, believes that what happened to Josh Shapiro should happen ever again. I think they would take his side. The same thing as when we saw President Trump when he was shot in Pennsylvania, right? In Butler, Pennsylvania. You had Democrats that were like, yo, this has gone too far. This is crazy. And I believe there are a lot of Republicans that feel the same way about Governor Josh Shapiro right now. But they're kind of kicking that to the curb to focus on Mr. Garcia, which I don't think is a winning strategy. But you know what? They'll do what they want, of course. I've got Terrell in Owings Mills. Terrell, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I do. Steve Miller just plainly lied. That 9-0 decision was not in favor of Donald Trump. If the decision that the Supreme Court, if it would have been with Donald Trump, we wouldn't be having this discussion, okay? But now that the Supreme Court says to bring him home, we're having this discussion because Donald Trump wants to be right, okay? But this man has a green card. He has a wife and three children here, okay? And the Supreme Court said, bring him home. So when the Supreme Court tells you to do something, Kim, what do?
You do well, first and foremost.
Right? They gave Donald Trump immunity, didn't they? And guess what? We stood by that.
Well,
did we not?
Terrell, the Supreme Court actually told Joe Biden that he could not do student loan debt forgiveness, but he did it.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you. But the Supreme Court made a decision. The Supreme Court made a decision for the guy to come back home. And plus, on top of that, when he was in court, the lower court, the judge said, show me some evidence that he has a record. Now, we know Donald Trump has a record, don't we, Kim? Don't we, Kim?
Why do you always call here asking me questions?
No, say your piece.
No. What's your piece here, Terrell? What is your piece? Stop asking me questions.
The thing is, why this man is down in El Salvador, okay? But the court told the Trump administration, you show me some evidence that this man has a record. The man don't have no record. That's why the Supreme Court told Donald Trump, bring this man back home.
All right, Terrell. So let me just make sure I have you straight. You want to see Mr. Garcia brought back, correct?
He's a citizen of the United States.
No,
he has
no,
a green card.
No. He's a citizen of El Salvador.
No, Kim. He's married
yes,
to an
he
American
is.
Citizen, just like you and your husband.
Terrell, okay. We've already gone over this.
Say what?
We've gone over my personal story a long time ago.
But I know that your husband, does your husband have a green card?
Why would he need a green card? He was born here in America.
Okay, good. Okay, now my sister-in-law was born in Germany. My brother married her, and she came back over here to live with him.
Okay, well, Terrell, I appreciate you weighing in. I see that you're on the side of wanting Mr. Garcia back. There's other people that want to weigh in. They're waiting patiently. I've got Joe in Baltimore. Joe, what say you?
Morning, Kim.
Morning.
I agree with Terrell. He should be back. Supreme Court decided 9-0 that he should be back. They actually said they decided the removal was an administrative error and they need to facilitate and effectuate the return of Abrego. And let me tell you why. I mean, really why this is so important. You said yesterday, like, you know, the guy down Lexington Market, you know, he's an immigrant and the guy's black who's harassing him. But, you know why they're not putting attention on this matter is because of the racial dynamics. And I would ask you in this situation, what if this guy was white? What if this guy was white? You think they would be moving a little bit faster to undo the error that they committed? I think so.
If he was a citizen of, say, Russia, I would say no. I mean, think about it. If he really does have ties to MS-13, I know Terrell was saying that he doesn't, but he does not know that. You know, I get asked the same question. What if this guy had ties to the KKK? Would you want him back?
Absolutely not. But here's the thing, Cam. In order to know that, you got to have due process, right? You got to go to court. You got to see a day in court. You have to go through the legal process that we have here in this country instead of just getting thrown on a plane and sent back to a country. Now, they said he was MS-13 from the word of an informant. That's it. That's all he had. And the judge, the immigration judge back then, said that, you know what, we're going to give you protective status because your life is in danger if they send you back to El Salvador. And what did they do? Send him back to El Salvador.
So let me ask this quick question. Why would his life be in danger in El Salvador if he's not connected to MS-13?
Just like the lives of all of the citizens in El Salvador are in
danger. Well, no, that's what President Bukele said yesterday. Now they've really cleaned up the crime and violence. Their numbers, honestly, look similar to Baltimore, if not better.
Okay, but then you threw him in a maximum security prison with the same people who was threatening his family's life.
Well, and if that's the case, that he does have ties to MS-13, again, that would be out of our hands.
You don't know that. You just said you didn't know that.
And you don't know that either, is what I'm saying, Joe.
Well, so that's the problem with not having due process, Kim. That's my whole point.
Well, I think there's a way for us to be able to know whether or not he has connections to MS-13 without bringing him to trial.
The legal process and having evidence of that. That's the point. But here's the other part of it that really is, I don't know why you skipped over this, Kim. I'm not assuming anything, but I'm just saying. That interview was pretty long, and there was two segments of that interview which specifically mentioned sending American citizens over there, saying that, hey, yeah, if you beat up an old woman with a bat or something like that, yeah, we're going to send you over to El Salvador. And the funny thing about this is...
He said that about American citizens?
Yes, ma'am. He said it twice. Twice. He said it under his breath, under the cameras. He said, we're going to send you to homegrowns next. You need to have more space. You need to build bigger. We're going to send you the homegrowns. And he said, yes, okay. So, yeah, they're planning on sending American citizens because Cash Patel and Pam Bondi both said they're trying to designate Tesla vandals as terrorists. So is this the same Pam Bondi that was sitting on that couch?
Pam Bondi was there yesterday, yep.
Yeah, so their plan is to possibly send American citizens over to El Salvador prison, guess what, with no due process.
Well, I would reserve and say I'll believe that when I see it. All right.
You can easily Google it, Kim. It was in the interview.
Until I see that actually happening, I'm not going to believe it.
Well, do you believe the words that come out of the president's mouth and the head of Department of Justice?
He could say one thing, but that doesn't mean that DOJ or anybody else would actually do it. I mean, like I said before, Joe Biden promised student loan debt forgiveness. The Supreme Court said absolutely not. He still did it anyway. I mean, it's right. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, the courts are going to have the say in this.
the course will. But I thought this was Mr. Promises Made, Mr. Promises Kept, right? If he says something, then his word is bond. He's also said it to the president of El Salvador and in an Oval Office meeting, and it was repeated twice.
Well, I would go further and say anybody that runs for office and they make promises or they have a certain platform, I expect all of those individuals to keep those promises. The thing is, I know that we're keeping Trump to a different standard these days than we are Democrats, but honestly, you know, Joe Biden said that he was going to unify the country. We haven't been more divided than we are today, Joe.
Well, can I hold everybody to the same standard, especially when you're the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the free world? If you say something, your word is bond. If you say to the El Salvadorian president, we're going to send the homegrowns next.
Well, Joe, I've got other people that want to weigh in, but I wish Joe Biden would have done this with the service members in Afghanistan before 13 of them were killed. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I got our next call here. David of Reisterstown, thank you for holding on. What say you as far as Mr. Garcia returning to the U.S.?
Hi, good morning, Kim. Thank you for taking my call. With regards to Garcia coming back to the U.S., I would say absolutely not. I'm not in support of that. One thing is very clear. You may be a green card holder. Doesn't mean you're a citizen. There are differences. The permanent green card status is a privilege. It's like a visa. It can be revoked. When you apply for that visa category through marriage or through any capacity, there are certain questions you're asked by the immigration. Have you been a member of this gang? Have you been affiliated with social activities that is contrary to the values of the United States? And if you indicated no in all of those forms, and it is found that you lied, you don't get the chance to come back.
Yeah.
I know in the case of Garcia, he was returned back to El Salvador due to administrative error and all that stuff. You know, and he has family here and all that. We don't, you know, want to keep families together, but at the same time, if it has been established that he's an MS-13 gang member that has been designated as a terrorist organization by the Trump administration, I don't think he should be coming back.
Yeah.
And secondly, he's a citizen of El Salvador. If the president of El Salvador says he's a citizen, we're keeping him, we don't want him here. Well, who are the Democrats who say he must come back? I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
He's not a U.S. citizen. There are differences between having an F-1 visiting visa, a B-1, a green card, and a citizen. And I listened to Tarek when he was speaking. Sometimes he just glorifies his ignorance. When it comes to what Trump was referring to when he said about deporting citizens and not sending them to El Salvador, there are citizens that are naturally that are born in the United States, and there are citizens that are naturalized. If you're a naturalized citizen with dual citizenship, for instance, you're from El Salvador, a citizen of El Salvador, and you're a citizen of the United States, if you commit violent crimes, the United States government may choose where to send you. You can go to Guantanamo Bay, you may go to allow you stay, go back to serve your term in El Salvador, depending on the international agreement between America, the U.S., and El Salvador. But we cannot sit down here today and say we allow folks in this country that have committed violent crimes, that are criminals, that are murderers, or being involved in any form of criminality, to just roam free.
Yeah.
Earlier, I heard you, Kim, mentioned Senator Van Hollen. I didn't hear you clearly. Is he attempting to visit El Salvador?
Yeah, that's what he says he's going to do on our tax dollars, of course. But
that's absolutely, you know, he should go on his own, with his own pay, not on our tax dollars. Has he visited the family of the lady that was killed in Harford County that they passed the sentenced him to life imprisonment yesterday? Has he gone to visit her?
Oh, I'm sure he has not. Yeah.
This is the thing. You don't put the interests of the U.S. citizens first, but you want to put the interests of all other people ahead of United States citizens, and that's wrong.
Yeah, no, David, I'm right there with you. Thank you so much for weighing in. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Again, the question is, should Mr. Garcia be returned to the U.S.? You can go to WCBM.com, take part in a poll, or we'll wrap this conversation. We get back up. We got some other callers that want to weigh in.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Trump's tariffs have already doubled the revenue taken in by the Customs Bureau. Uncle Sam collected an extra billion dollars in custom duties last month. You know, every little bit helps. The U.S. Currently relies on China, believe it or not, to produce 90% of generic antibiotics used by Americans. This is insane. We've got to bring pharmaceutical manufacturing back to this country. God forbid this COVID 2.0, and I've been saying this, and we can't have in a world that's now racing towards artificial intelligence and the need for semiconductor chips, we got to get to this, you know, we got to get to the bottom of being independent on vital industries immediately, and we got to move fast.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy. And I'm fully focused. Strong Cell. It's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad, or homeschooling your kids, or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it, and I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market, and it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. Rush Limbaugh used to call them low-information voters. Bill O'Reilly calls them pinheads. And Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots. Whichever moniker you prefer, they're the people who the liberal politicians in this country count on to believe their lies and keep them in office. It's scary when you stop and think how many of them are roaming the streets of America. The scariest part is that they vote, and that's what the progressives are counting on. The far left in America uses the uninformed to their advantage, hoping to win their votes by promising them things. We have become a country of takers more than givers. Those of us who abide by the truth can only pray that God will be merciful to the righteous people in this land and save us from ourselves. He is our only hope. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk. Only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right. So don't forget, we're going to be joined by Glenn Gilhar coming up at the top of the hour. We'll talk about some of the bills that were passed in Annapolis, some that are sitting on Governor Westmore's desk. Right now, we are talking about Mr. Garcia and whether or not he should be returned to the U.S. So far at WCBM.com, 95% of you say no, 5% of you say yes. You can go to the website and take part in the poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Got some other callers that wanted to weigh in. Ed in Mount Airy. Ed, what say you?
Good morning. Absolutely not. First off, I want to correct both you and then some of your...
Okay, we've got about 45 seconds, so go ahead.
Mr. Garcia was at no time a Marylander. He was not a citizen of Maryland. He was not a citizen of the United States.
Wait. When did I say that?
If you said you keep calling him a Maryland man, He's not a Maryland man.
Well, that's what they're referring to him in the... Okay, go ahead. That's what they're referring to him in the press. So that's how people are identifying him, but go ahead.
Next, you have to read the Supreme Court decision that said the president should facilitate. It doesn't say he must bring him back. It said he should facilitate. He asked the president of El Salvador. The president of El Salvador said no. End of question. There's no further questions. He stays in El Salvador.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you.
The Supreme Court does not have the right to set foreign policy.
Right. No, judges don't make that decision. You're absolutely correct. And thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate it. I call him a Maryland man, just so we're very clear on this. It's because a lot of people don't even know this guy's name. Okay. And that's how they're referring to him in the press. That's why Senator Van Hollen thinks that he's going to be the crusader in this. And yes, Mr. Garcia is a citizen of El Salvador. He should not be able to come back. He was not here as an actual American citizen. Like some people saying, oh, Trump's going to get rid of American citizens. He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. All right. All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Glenn Gilhar running in District 8. Also, we will pick the story back up because there are a lot of people that want to weigh in on this. And I want to make sure I hear from all of you.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A